Paul, many thanks for taking the time out to talk to me. We're going to have a chat about a few of your horses for the upcoming National Hunt season to coincide with the Toast 10 to Follow competition. You have a lot of good horses, and I suppose we may as well start with the best of them, which is Latest Exhibition. I was very impressed with him when he won his novice chase during the week.
Yeah, listen, Davey, we're very happy with him. You know, he had a little bit of a look at the second, but I thought after that he was very good. For a horse, you know, of his age, he's relatively inexperienced. He no pint-to-pint runs. He was a late developer. Hasn't had that many runs over hurdles either. So, I mean, he was like a baby going over to Cheltenham. I think he's matured a good bit this season, and hopefully he'll learn an awful lot from that to be better again on his next outing, you know.
And he's never been out of the first two in all of his starts so far. But to me, he's always struck me as a horse that would thrive over fences. And have you earmarked a race for him in the immediate future? I thought maybe that race in Limerick, the Grade 1 in Limerick over 2.5 miles, might be an early season objective.
Yeah, possibly. Well, our next, what we're looking at now is possibly the Florida Pearl in Punchestown or the Drinmore. Limerick can get very testing, but yet, you know, we're just trying to pick what we think is the best race for the horse and the best track for the horse. And as well as that, possibly avoid Envoy Allen, who looks to be unbeatable, really. We'd certainly try to avoid him for as long as we can.
And just getting back to Latest Exhibition, Paul, would it have been a blessing in disguise to some extent that the season was curtailed for him? Because I thought he had a very grueling race in the Albert Bartlett. He gave everything, left it all out on the pitch. And for him to have that break, would that have benefited him?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'd say so. You'd have to say he had a hard enough old season. You know, he had a tough race enough in Galway. He had in fairness to Rachel, he didn't know enough to race against Abracadabra the right way. I mean, we were sort of tracking him, or he was tracking us, and we couldn't force the pace because he didn't know enough to force the pace. He was too green, and it just turned into a sprint, which completely suited Gordon's horse. And then we took on Andy Dufresne. We had a hard race against him. We had a hard race in Leopardstown, and we had a hard race in Cheltenham. So, you know, he's always a horse that's probably going to need to have a bit of a smack anyway, because he's a behind the bridle horse, and he's that's the way he is at home as well. He'd show you nothing. In fairness, he shows it in the right spot, which was from the last to the line, and he's plenty of guts. We're hoping to God that we'll have a better horse than we saw on the Albert Bartlett. Of course, we were disappointed to get beat because there was a 50,000 bonus for the staff, and as well as that, we were disappointed for the owners. We were beat, but we were beaten fair and square on the day. I mean, we got the run of the race. Brian gave him a super ride. He jumped brilliant. There was no excuses. Willie's horse had made an odd mistake and was a little bit keen and that. And I thought two outs. I thought at the last we were still going to win. I just think our fella learned an awful lot from it. He was a baby. He didn't eat great when he went over there. And I just think that hopefully he'll be more streetwise the next time we have to travel. And I hopefully to God we have a bit more left in the tank.
And Paul, FitzHenry placed in two solid handicaps last year, the Paddy Power and the Troy Town. Is it more of the same for him?
Yeah, more for the same for him, Dave. He, you know, we gave him a run over hurdles. I was surprised how unfit he was, that the whole thing didn't suit him. The ground was a little bit nice for him, and the trip, the track, everything was too sharp, and it possibly made it look a little bit worse than it was. But, you know, he's been a solid old horse. He's been very unlucky. He's only won two races in his life, and he's, you know, high enough up in the ratings. But then he was unlucky. He was very unlucky in his last start in Leopardstown, and his second last start in Leopardstown, where a horse brought him to a standstill. I think that might have been, you know, that might have been his day. He was sort of, you might as well say, nearly mugged into Paddy Power. So we always seem to find one too good for him, but hopefully he'll get his day, you know, because he's been a good servant and he's won plenty of prize money. But, you know, he's been the bridesmaid many a time.
And Discorama, placed twice at Cheltenham, very solid horse, rated in the high 140s for most of his career over fences, part owned by, of course, by Andrew Gemmell, who owns Paisley Park, a great man to be involved with. What's going to be the plan for Discorama?
Not an easy horse to place. He's rated 138 over hurdles. He's been second in Cheltenham over hurdles and second and third over fences. He's 150 over fences. Again, a horse that has won a maiden hurdle in a beginner's chase. And granted, he's only 7 years of age, which means, you know, please God, he's a lot left in tank. Touchwood, he's a sound horse, and he's a just an old gentleman and all at home. We're very fond of him. I just think that more than likely, I'd say we'll enter him in the November meeting for the Staying Handicap Chase in Cheltenham. I don't know what it's called now. I think it's 3 miles, 4 furlongs. We'll enter him there. He'll get an entry later on then for the Welsh National, and we'll probably go for sort of races like that. There's times it's very difficult. I mean, I think it's easier maybe go over to England and carry weight in a handicap than carry top weight in an Irish handicap. It's very difficult over here. When you get up to that level of handicap, you'd want a Gold Cup horse to carry top weight in an Irish handicap. We're finding it difficult with him, but in Galway he was a little bit unlucky as well against Gardens horse. I mean, it was a winners of one chase, and the penalties were for horses that have won a chase, £5 excluding handicaps. And we'd won a beginner's chase in Nace. We got a £5 penalty. Gardens horse won the Kim Muir and got no penalty. And, you know, so it was just very strange to meet a horse like him for something that we thought that might be a good start and get another win under his belt. But unfortunately, we lost out by a nose. But it's not easy placing there, but he's been a very, very good, very, very good horse for us and a great horse for Tom Freed and Andrew Gemmell, but he's not easy place.
And there's some more horses there, Paul. Some nice prospects. Tucana?
Yeah, Tucana, she you know, she possibly would have won a lot of maiden hurdles in the last month there, even taking on the geldings. And I'd say she met a very decent mare in Liz Lawler's mare up in Galway. And, you know, there was a good mare of Declan Queeley's in behind her. But she's a decent mare. She's only young. And you know, she's a lovely pedigree. And we're hoping that she could compete in some of the mares novices this year once she gets her maiden under her belt. You know, I'm hoping to God there's a lot more to come from her.
And I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Is it La Feline or La Feline?
It's La Feline. I think it's the cat in French, Dave. We all would call her La Feline as well, but it's La Feline. I've been corrected on it. Yeah, she was terribly disappointing in her run in Galway. I just think that maybe, you know, the ground wasn't that testing in it. We thought it would be, you know, very testing, but it wasn't. And she was just flat on the boards from the very start. And she even though she jumped well, it was her jumping kept her in it. But Brian had to sort of chase her to get into a position coming down the hill, and if you're not travelling coming down the hill in Galway, you're not going to get up it. And he was very easy on her after, but she was very disappointed. But I think she'll put that behind her, and you know, she won her maiden hurdle very well in Limerick in very testing conditions over 3 miles, and I'd like to get her back up to that trip again. And the more testing ground she needs, I think the better she'll be.
And another mare, Valentina Lady, winner of a bumper placed over hurdles.
Yeah, Valentina Lady won her bumper very well in Nace. She was terribly disappointing this year, but first time out in Ballinrobe. I thought she'd win in Ballinrobe, and she was very disappointing, but we have our little reasons for that. And she bounced back to form in Punchestown. She ran very well against the geldings, and I was surprised how well she stayed at it. She'd done not many stayed the whole way to the line, and so I think, you know, 2.5 miles and even upper in triple suit her, and hopefully she's another mare that I think that possibly might be able to compete at novice status against her own sex.
And Mercury Lane, relatively unexposed horse, placed in a point-to-point, a third in a bumper. He looks up to winning a bumper and progressing nicely over hurdles.
Yeah, we're very pleased with Mercury Lane on his first run in Wexford. You know, I think he's a nicely bred horse. He's closely related to Mikael Dagenet. The one thing we love about him is he's a super correct jumper, touch wood. And you know, I think that, you know, when there's a jump in front of him, I think he'll be far better. We'll make our mind up whether we'll go for another crack in a bumper or not, but more than likely he might go over hurdles and go to a track there where a bumper winner will have to carry a penalty, and it might give him a nice edge.
And Fire Love is another horse that you've a bit of time for.
Yeah, Fire Love. She won her point to point in testing conditions on her very first run. And you know, I think she's going to be an awful lot better when she gets a nicer bit of ground. It was terrible conditions that day in the point to point, and I'm hoping to God she'll be an awful lot better mare with a bit of nicer ground. And she's a lovely looking mare by no risk at all. And I think she'll be a lovely mare for the future.
Paul, many, many thanks for your time and the very best of luck with these horses over the course of the season. And thanks very much for talking to us about the 10 to follow.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Dave.